We're going to cross over to San Francisco now. Joining us is Richard Becker. He's with the Answer Coalition. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Becker. Now, looking at the situation in Iraq right now, it is very interesting to note that we are seeing the assassination of certain candidates that are standing up in the country's provincial elections, specifically those that are showing leanings towards the government, which is currently in power in Baghdad. How disturbing a trend do you think this is for a country which has endured decades of dictatorship and almost 10 years of a foreign military occupation?
Well, what we see in Iraq today is a consequence of the U.S. war, which really began in 1990 with the imposition of the sanctions, the blockade of Iraq. That lasted until 2003. And then, as you said, we've had 10 years, although most of the U.S. troops are out, the effects of the occupation are far, far from ended for Iraq. Iraq has been largely torn apart as a country, and the violence, the recurrent violence and bombings and killings that we see going on, including the horrific attacks that took place today, are a reminder of how much damage the U.S. policy has done to Iraq. And it was done really deliberately. It was a policy, the U.S. occupation policy included as a critical element, setting different parts of the population against each other, encouraging the internecine conflict inside of Iraq. And the people of Iraq are having to live with the consequences after millions of people were killed, wounded, and displaced, many of whom remain displaced today.
Well, now, looking at the security situation now, this country is a young democracy. It's trying to find its path toward independence and stability. However, that's not happening. Many have blamed former regime supporters for what is happening right now. Do you agree?
Well, I think it's very hard to say. The conflicts that are going on and the different forces, there are numerous forces that are in contention with each other. I don't think that Iraq has really advanced much in the way of a real democratic government. I think that there's a government that was installed by the United States after its colonial governments in 2003, 2004, 2005, and then turned over to what they hoped would be a reliable ally. That has not turned out to be the case. The United States war was not a triumphant war. It was not a victory for the United States, but it was a defeat for the people of Iraq.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Becker, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.